Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. You are hearing this episode raw, uncut, unedited. It is what it is. I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes. This is a confession from me right here. I'm telling you right now, full vulnerability. I'm really terrible at working out, and I'm really terrible at reading books. Two things that I deeply desire to be better at. I want to go to the gym and lift. I want to read multiple books a month. I want these things, and yet I fail. I fail at both of these things over and over and over again. Now, there's a lot of reasons why I fail, but there's one overarching reason that's kind of the elephant in the room that in these two areas of my life, it haunts me. And here's what it is. I have lots of excuses. I have a million excuses why I can't go to the gym. I have a million excuses why I can't read books. And these excuses are what justify me from continuing to go astray from what I want. Excuses are killing me in these two areas. On the other hand, it's amazing what I can accomplish in my life in the areas that I don't have excuses. Like this episode right here. We have released two episodes a week for more than 3 years, have never missed one. But I haven't seen Cole in weeks now. We haven't been able to get studio time because his schedule and my schedule, I've been traveling, he's been traveling. We both had periods where we've been solo parenting our respective kids. It's been a mess. And it would be really easy for us to have an excuse and say, hey, sorry, we don't have a podcast episode. There's a million excuses. We have those excuses, yet we don't have excuses. So here I am recording an episode. Depending on when you listen to this episode, I might have recorded this episode 10 minutes before you listen. That's how tight it is right now. I'm in my basement in our old recording studio. I'm recording an episode, and as soon as I get done recording this, I'm going to upload it and I'm going to launch it into the world. Why? Because we have no excuses. I think about my blog. I have now published an article every day for 550 consecutive days. 550 days in a row of publishing a blog. Just the other day, I was camping with my kids. We're in the middle of nowhere. I'm hacking out a blog in the middle of the night in a tent with no cell phone signal, and I'm waving my arms violently in the air trying to capture just a sliver of cell phone signal so that my blog would post. There are no excuses. And that is why we succeed. But yet, at the same time, I look at my lifting schedule. I looked at how many books I read. I have excuses. And thus I fail. And we've done a couple episodes about excuses. I love this topic because it hits me so hard, both in the wins and the losses. And I'll put links in the show notes, but episode 81, we called it The Power of Not Having Excuses. Episode 230, You Can Have Excuses or Impact, but Not Both. We've talked about excuses at length. And today just felt like a fitting day as I reflect on how in some areas of my life, excuses will not hold me back. And in other areas, all I have are excuses. It's so humbling. So maybe I'm not even recording this episode for you. Maybe I'm recording it for myself. But I have a feeling you might connect with this. I have a feeling this might be relatable to you. And I see this in my client's journey every single day. If we have excuses in our debt payoff, we won't pay off our debt. If we have excuses to budgeting, we aren't going to budget. If we have excuses to saving, we aren't going to save. If we have excuses to investing, we're not going to invest. And if we have excuses to giving, we're not going to give. We will excuse our way out of anything. And as I think back on my own journey, I think there's some themes that stand out. Why do I fail at some things and have all the excuses in the world? And why in other areas are excuses never, ever a problem for me? One thing I think that sets it apart in my life, and maybe this is relatable to you, it's accountability. I have accountability to you, the podcast listener. You show up every Wednesday, and you show up and you know there's going to be an episode and Cole and I have to deliver. We have to. There are no excuses. My blog readers, many, many people get episodes or get the blog delivered via email every single morning. Every morning, and they know it's coming. They plan around it. Some people make it the first thing they do in their day. It's a short read. If you're not subscribed, we would totally encourage you to check it out. You can find that in the show notes. But I have accountability to them. I don't want to let them down. On the financial front, I think one of the best blessings I have in my finances is my wife. Because I have accountability to her and now to my kids. I have to do right by my wife and my kids. I can't have excuses. I have to be accountable for our finances, and my wife is accountable for them as well, but we're accountable to each other. And when that happens, we have to let the excuses go. When my wife and I were paying off $236,000 of debt, that really sucked. There were no excuses. We couldn't afford excuses. We desperately needed to get on the other side of the debt. There are a lot of months where giving feels too hard. It feels like there's not enough money. It feels like maybe we should just not give this month. But there are no excuses. We give because that's what we do. There are no excuses. We will sacrifice all of our wants if it means that we get to give the way that we feel called to give. There are no excuses. We've budgeted every single month for our entire, I'm going to get this wrong, almost 15-year marriage. 15 years, dang. Every single month we have budgeted. No excuses. Now, some months were better than others. We whiffed a couple times on the execution. It happens. But we have had a budget and we have tracked that budget every single month for almost 15 years. No excuses. That accountability piece is so key. And some of you don't have accountability when it comes to finance. Some of you are single. My single clients struggle sometimes because they don't have the accountability. And so what I would recommend is find a way to manufacture accountability. Bring somebody into the journey with you. Find somebody that will hold you accountable. That's what I need to do on the fitness front. That's what I need to do on my book reading front. I write and publish the equivalent of 2 to 3 full books a year, yet I can barely read a couple books a year. Shame on me. I need to do better. I need to find accountability. But I can't have excuses. As I'm sitting here talking into a microphone, I want to tell you all the reasons I can't work out. I want to tell you all the reasons why I can't read. For example, I want to point to my writing and say, oh, I spend too much time writing. Of course, I don't have time to read a book, but that's okay. I'm writing. I'm justified in that. I'm producing. I'm not consuming. I could go down that road, but that's a fool's errand for me to do that. I need to read more. I want to read more. And the moment I let the excuses get in the way, as I have, I fail. that's where I think we need to land this thing. We need to get rid of those excuses. We need to find accountability, and we need to do the thing that we know that we need to do. And when we do that, not only will we succeed, but nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop you from reaching your goals if you just get rid of the excuses, put in the work, be accountable. You might succeed at a different pace. You might succeed slowly. But even a crawl is still progress. And that's where I think the magic happens. I didn't know if I could even write 2 weeks of blogs successfully. But once I wrote 2 weeks, I knew I could do 2 months. And once I did 2 months, I knew I could do 2 years. And then once I hit 2 years here in a couple months, I don't know, there's really no obstacles because the accountability and the lack of excuses. I write because that's what I do. And you need to find your own version of that. Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe it's in your relationships. Maybe it's in your career. Maybe it's in building something that matters. Throw the excuses out the window, get accountable, and go change the world. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.